This is Ted.
Oh, hi, Ted. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding your account and the past due payment. It looks like we're still having trouble processing it.
Yeah, I lost my credit card. I'm still waiting for them to issue me one, and then I can get you back online there.
Okay. Is there another one that you could use in the meantime?
No, I only have the one credit card that I use for business, because it just helps me track my spending better.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Let me get a hold of the bank and see what's going on. And see if they've been sending it or what's going on. Because I've been waiting a while for it. I mean, all I know is being my damn mailbox, you know.
Yeah, my only worry is that your account is past due from April 10th, $299. And on May 10th, it will reoccur another charge, which is Friday. So I don't want you to have two payments so close together or even pay a chunk of $598 all at once, you know? So if we could get the payment today, what I could do is then push the next
one.
I'll
tell you what, I'm going to have to get a hold of the bank. I'd love to give you something right now, but I don't have anything to give you.
Okay.
And we're going to have to adjust that because I'm not really happy with the Facebook side of it. You know, all I'm getting is spam and junk out of it, and then I see my ads and they're trash. That's not worth $100 a month to me. You know, it's like you guys really aren't putting any effort into it. And there's not really a lot going on for $200 a month either. You know what I mean? So that they have the website with the calling is really good for me, but I really like a little more maintenance or something. You know, you guys aren't even really taking my pictures or anything that I'm putting on my Facebook or putting it on the website. It's a lot of generic, you know, stuff that anybody really has, you know. So I'd love to call you back tomorrow. If I can call you back tomorrow noon, we'll square away some payment, and then we'll start talking about, you know, what maybe you could do for me, because I've been paying pretty religiously up until, you know, my card had an issue. So,
yes. Well, you know what I can do, number one, is we'll take the Facebook ads off. That would lower the past due amount to $199. And then tomorrow, once it's settled, I'll push the next billing out 30 days, so you'll be paid in full up until June 7th, okay? And then I can show you how to go on the dashboard and make edits to the site. Although, I want to let you know that we built our site on your domain, and it says that your domain expired. So do you want us to try to purchase a new one tomorrow, or do you think you could get the greenfamilytreeservice.com domain reactivated so that we could reactivate the site?
Why did mine expire? I mean, I bought that. I bought it.
You have to contact whoever you bought it from and find out, because it should
have expired. I bought it from you guys.
It doesn't say that. It says that when you came on board, you gave us the credentials to it, and we built our site on your domain. So
I originally bought it from you guys.
Let me look. I'll look more into
it. I don't know how to do any of that. I mean, I figured that's what I'm paying you guys $200 a month to do, is take care of that stuff.
Yeah, that's what it says in your account. It says that the domain expired, and it says, let me see what else it says. Domain expired, please attempt to reorder or purchase a new one. Oh, I see. So it could have expired on our end, but because the payment's not going through, there's no funds for us to purchase a new one, right? So that could be, it could be on our end. Yeah, so we'll get that squared away tomorrow once, you know, we talk again. And honestly, I used to run the Facebook ads for our company when we did ads. And I think the Facebook is really good initially just to jumpstart your results. But now you're ranking on Google. I really don't even think you need those anymore. So I don't think it's going to even
allow
you to take those off.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, you know, there's no website optimization and stuff like that. So we'll talk about what I'm getting for the $200. There's been nothing really done with it. It's just been left to be what it was from the beginning. You know what I mean? So it's like there's no maintenance going on or anything like that. And it's like, man, I you know, if I'm charging a customer a couple $100 a month, they're going to get something for it. They're not just going to see the same tree in the yard growing off of their dirt. You know what I mean? And that's basically what I got going on.
I just want to explain one thing to you, is that when an account is active with us, Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So you absolutely have a team of technicians here that goes in and updates the information and refreshes the data, makes sure that you're in tune with all the algorithm updates so that you continue to rank on the first page. But when an account goes into suspension, everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done. So it's been almost a month where your account's just kind of sitting there, and that's probably affecting you. You know, it's April 10th is when the payment started, you know, having trouble. So, you know, at that point, like I said, everything's still active. It's just that they don't do the active programming on it. But don't worry, we'll get it all squared away for you tomorrow, and then, you know, we can go over how to update photos on the website, or if you just choose for us to pull them off the Facebook and put them on the site, that's okay too. Then I can send that message to the technicians tomorrow, okay?
Well, the funny thing is on my Facebook, I should be at least seeing my ads pop up and run. I'm seeing all kinds of other tree services.
Oh, that's
like, yeah, and it's like, come on, man. You know. So yeah. I'll tell you what, give me a call. I usually take lunch about 1:30. If you give me a call tomorrow about that time, I'll pick up. We'll get this payment all squared away. We'll talk about this a little bit more.
Okay, you got it, Ted. In the meantime, have a really great rest of your day, too.
What was your name again?
My name again is Tina, and I'm at extension 777. So if you finish up tomorrow before lunch and it's sooner, you can call me. If not, I'll call you, you know, between 1 and 1:30 your time.
Awesome. Thanks, Tina.
All right. You're welcome, Ted. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.